Program in Rush, Prince Day, Madhav Rush.
So in this world, I'm advancing of Sadhu Sangha. So in I didn't recognize it at that, but Terima kasih. So Srila Prabhupada is very teaching how we can get the basic started. So he put it in Puripapi Kutiya Prabhupada Vyasa. The Guru is not such a fool that you can please him by the classroom. You will be following him here. You can please the Guru by following his instructions. And the Srila Prabhupada gave that perfect example how to obey the spiritual master. Prabhupada gave him some instructions. Build a temple, bring the Jagannath. Prabhupada made many predictions. This temple will become the main temple of Islam. This temple will be the only center of the city. So Prabhupada wanted him to offer this temple, translate my works, all the Prabhupada works in the Oriya language, and also preach. So Srila Prabhupada spent his whole life fulfilling those three instructions. Even he had taken a vow not to take rest before he finished his daily portion of translation. Every night he would take prasad and one and one go. But still he would arise from long life. So he was an ideal example of Guru Seva. And how to fulfill the order of Guru? If the Guru orders you to do something, you should follow it exactly. You should not change anything. So I heard that after he finished construction of Krishna Balaram temple, someone was saying that Srila Prabhupada wanted him to install the brass working of Gaudiya Thayam to Krishna Balaram. Then GBC was saying, no, brass working is too expensive. We'll make some marble from Jaipur. And they would not give permission for the brass needing to be installed. And Srila Prabhupada stood up for the meeting, he left, they said, where are you going? He said, I'm going next door. I'm going to start a new temple next door. And after I finish construction, I will install the meeting just as my guru has instructed me. Then they turned to him, okay, do whatever you want. So very mercifully, of course, he was always preaching around on this side. Many people only think of his Western preaching. But so much used to preach on this side. Actually, preaching in the Western country is a little bit easy because nobody knows anything. But to preach in India especially, you have to know so much Siddhanta. Otherwise, anyone can finish. They were especially in Orissa. People know what it's like. It's so much their strong preference of other sampradaya. Pao, Bao, Jatiro, Sai, Khatan, Deva, all are coming from there pretty much. It was Srila Prabhupada very strongly preached all around the world. And his books now, 4 or 5 buses, even now they're going out every day distributing hundreds and hundreds of books. The Bali of Prabhupada, the Gauranga of all around the world. Even we had that good fortune for 2 years to go to Pariyacha. For 2 months, every day, 2 villages. Lunchtime and nighttime. And Srila Prabhupada was very fast for him. For him, but still 2 months he would go, village to village, village to village. Then in 1960 he began his worldwide preaching. So I heard the first time he went to his friends. That time my wife was still there. So at that time there was a golden, by the way, had a golden bathroom. So Srila Prabhupada was so simple, when he went there, he built the bathroom with a temple room. And he did operations with them. Then they gave him one big bed, like a king size bed, and Prabhupada didn't pronounce. This is not a bed for a sadhana to be walked. So he began his worldwide preaching in 1986. So time is short, my speakers are there. But just quickly, when I first met him, that time I joined the temple, but I was too much in suffering. Because I knew all the teachings in here, but there is no practical example. Only philosophy, no one was doing it themselves. Also, I couldn't understand why in the book was one lifestyle, but the temple was a different lifestyle. So I used to pray to Prabhupada, and remember, oh Prabhupada, give me a guru like you. And I heard some teachings of Srila Prabhupada on the table. And I pressed the button as soon as he said, oh, Guru can see Bhagavan, he can give you Krishna. The meaning in my mind at this time, this question is going to be I will not say it for many moments. So that time was a lot of politics against the Sugar Loaf and Orange. Even then, so much politics against Rudy that was separate by war. They couldn't do anything. But he always used to suffer at the hands of those persons. He said, I cannot speak how he gets out because there is an axe on my head. They are just waiting to cut off my head. That was lucky he came to Australia in 1994. So I remember when he came out of the car, I felt terror. I was afraid he was so brave. I've never seen anyone so brave and deep. But when he gave his lecture, his lecture was so powerful. And I could understand the Shakshat had even done the master session. I have read in books when the Supreme Lord takes the form of his own devotees to believe the Jiva, this is Guru. But I can only understand a little bit when I heard the Lord of Maharshi. You could understand the Supreme Lord is directly speaking through this stuff. Srila Gaurava used to say, sometimes Krishna is speaking to me, sometimes Bhakti Rama Chakra, sometimes Gaurava shows up Bhakti Rama. So the present Acharya is the representative of all the previous Acharyas, all are situated within his body. So maybe these classes were very, very heavy, very inspiring. So when I met him, I asked him for the session, I remember, very funny thing he said. He said, I accept you as eternal disciple. He said, this is an eternal relationship based on love and trust. He says, but don't be rushed for initiation. Drop out of here in 12 years. That time I was thinking, it's a very strange thing. He said, at that time I was not happy in the temple because there were all the temple authorities were against him. But Srila Gaurava said, you stay in Adelaide. If you go to the bottom of the earth, you keep going at Adelaide. In the civilization. And I was not very happy, oh, how are we going to stay there and go somewhere? So I bought one way ticket to Bhubaneswar. So when I got there, he was happy to see me, but then he couldn't give me the class. You have to follow the order of the Guru, they would give me his first. Then I was thinking, oh, the Guru has given his first order to me, and I did not follow. So I remember I went to him and I said, oh, you gave me your first instruction, but I disobeyed it. They will be tell me, I don't want to spend that time with you today. And he closed his eyes for a long time and said, anyway, now you can only be mine, I will stay here. That was very kind. So very intellectual, everybody is intellectual, which I cannot correctly describe the power of his voice. It said that when he had asked for Krishna, one time he said, and Krishna asked, what benediction do you want? He said, I just want one benediction, I want to preach. Therefore Krishna blessed him. And therefore his preaching was one of special vaibha, special opulence of the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, without being empowered by Guru Gauranga, it's not possible to preach like that. Because not only all the Siddhanta, all the so many thousands of verses he's here for in his throat, his effect was so attractive. Everyone always discusses how heavy he was. But that heaviness had such a sweetness that it never disturbed anyone. In fact, no one ever doubted so much affection he had. No one could ever doubt it. But all Brahmacharya, all were afraid of him, and he was very sweet. He would never tell anyone to do anything which he did not do himself. So I heard one story, there was one cow in the woods. He got these only 2 or 3 liters. Because Srila Gaurava Maharaja's health was really bad, he would take some milk. They went aside and criticized him. Well, you are drinking milk every day, but we are not getting milk. One disciple is another group. Then Srila Gaurava Maharaja said, wow, I don't want to drink milk again. So even one time he was unconscious, sick. And this is not even for 2 days, the disciple tried to put some milk in his mouth with his food. They go around the woke up from his unconscious head and began beating them around the child. You are trying to break him away from the power. And he's beating the chases from the room. I heard when he went to operation, the doctor wanted to give him an anesthetic. He should have said, how I can take anesthetic? I promised my spiritual master non intoxication. He would not take the anesthetic and they saw his problem. And he was chanting to take the components 6 months. Ten of or that person who suffers in this world and thinks it's the result of my own karma, but still the body, mind, and will to remember the service of the God, that person is eligible for Bhukta Padasadeva. That person is eligible for liberation. So he's all around the world, he's preached not just the basics of Krishna consciousness. Remember all these names: Sneham, Pranaya, Radha, Ramana, Bhava, Mahatma, Mother, Mahatma. He was speaking, we would not understand anything. What's he talking about? And he said, I'm speaking these things because some people say, oh, Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada, we only gave the basics. But I am here to show that everything, Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada, he's given everything to him. So especially he used to say, I have come to preach to you, preachers. One time they arranged a big public program. He said, no, anyone can do that type of program. I have not come for that, I have come for preaching to you, preachers. Anyone who can be in modesty, anyone who worries on the guitar, that person's life is much. Even many, many people now can do it at the monastery to open the mountains. So now there's some controversy. Many disciples of Srila Gopinath think, oh, we should not go to the Raj Lodge. We will stay in this country, which I think is a wise scholarship. How they can stay there, I have no idea. Those persons who hate the Guru, and if you are associating with them, how they can stay there. So I just want to say, goodness, I'm finished. One time, when we were in Malaysia, we were waiting for Srila Gopinath's temple to finish the construction. Srila Gopinath said, Prabhupada is always pulling my ear. Go again, where is my temple? I am always anxiety, I cannot fulfill the order of my guru. So he used to say, bring money, beg, borrow, steal. Bring, I have to finish this temple for my guru. Therefore, we used to go there, beg, borrow, and steal. That's how I met the disciples of Srila Gopinath. Finally, short work around at the mountain. So I was astonished that they have so much faith in their guru because it is not nobody has faith in their guru. I was shocked because I thought only disciples of Gopinath have faith in their guru, no one else has faith. So I was very much influenced by that. So much like faith they have in Srila Gopinath, it must be something special. Then, Singapore, then I had a chance and we were meeting with Srila Gopinath. I said, Gurudev, many people are leaving Islam and going to Srila Gopinath. What is your opinion of that? So he became fairly serious and pointed. You are leaving Islam, not Islam, but this is not Vaishnavism. That devotee who is 100% Krishna conscious, he is a bona fide member of Islam. If anyone was Prabhupada in Islam, it was Srila Gopinath. I've never met anyone who was more supportive of Islam than Prabhupada than him. But to hear him say this was like a bomb on the head. You could not imagine he would ever speak like that. Then he was saying, if you get the chance in his association, you must run there. You should run there in his association. Another time I asked Srila Gopinath, when you leave this world, under whose guidance will we do others? Because we have to be able to stop the guidance. And he laughed. You should run to Shikshu. I said, but I don't know who is Shikshu. So he said, don't worry, that time Guru will give you inspiration. We will inspire. So, what can we say? Just like by the sun, some people do argue to the sun by giving the Gila. The sun does not need the Gila. The same way, how we glorify the sun, we are like a demon. Or is some of the mercy of the sun to each other, which means what we've heard from them, this love, which one do you? So also, especially with the life of many members, always there's so much mind inside, mind outside, therefore we always need protection of the sun. But especially on their appearance day, not just the right, but the disciple has duty to glorify the Son, and they can remember what he gave them. That much we receive from the Son, that much we feel the gift of the Son.
We don't know, we can't understand Mahaprabhu we can understand Guru Sanatana's exalted personalities. They are there for us, becoming compassion. He exhibits the pastimes. Such example in Sadhu, his labor perfect in the past. You see, you want to see a Sadhu, you should see the life of Guru Sanatana. How he practiced, how he lived, how he was doing everything, you want to see his life, his personality, exactly, Sadhu himself. How he was not doing the instruction, if you see his life, all the instructions of Mahaprabhu to Ranganatha Goswami, to Goswami, and all his associates, all the instructions is reflected in his personality. How to eat, how to live, Dhamma Maharaj spoke something. Just 24 hours is going on bhajan. 24 hours is engaged fully after the bhajan and remembering and bhagavad. No time for sleep, no time, no attention for eating. He was eating very liquid rice and dharma. And this is after he became acharya. But before that was not in his life. Some days not. And that was only sometimes he gets black rice and sometimes he sleep. No time, sometimes no eating, fasting. And even when I came to him, I have seen many nights, because I have some several sometimes in his room. Many nights, no sleep at all. Especially Janmashtami, any Harivastiti, Ekadashi, many occasions, no nights in sands. And when devotee asked, one servant, I asked Gurudev, Gurudev will take rest. He said, Haribas, if he wants to not sleep. If you sleep, he will, Krishna will come and solve it. That's what the servant has always told for our soul, Krishna that day. He should not take any service. So he was like this ideal. So very, very ideal version of, unless you know his pastimes, know his teachings, so the personality, see me, I think it is by one meeting is enough for whole life impression. I calculate like this. Once one single Goswami, personality is, I think that impression will never go whole life. And that is enough. Somebody can die, leave somebody with the path of sadhu. Therefore, who is praying, but without the help of Vaishnavas, without the help of learning his teaching, cultivating his teachings, it's not possible to form those ideal behavior within us. Therefore, we should always be the association of Vaishnavas so that we can remember, so that we can practice his teachings, we can understand his teachings, otherwise not possible. So, I am speaking something about this past times. He was born in a Vaishnava family, very high class. In the line of Saravanda. And from childhood, very childhood, when arrangement of Krishna, he was detached from his parents. His father left his body when he was very, very young, 5-8 years old. And mother was there, but he came to the uncle's house. But his Gopal's temple is there. The Gopal's temple. His Gopal came from Vrindavan. So his family tradition, mother's family tradition, they used to serve that Gopal. And his name was Brajabandhu. Brajabandhu means the friend of Braja, Krishna's name. So Brajabandhu was very small and sweet boy, but he has no other interest. He was always remaining independent. Nobody could understand why this boy is not playing with others, no interest in anything. But when, as soon as he came to uncle's house, he stayed there and he was very happy there because he was playing and eating nicely everything. So then the neighbor said, happy, nobody to understand what is me. But actually one day he was passing his time in Gopal. He was talking, taking chickpeas and playing and everything he was doing like this. This associate of Krishna is not ordinary. So this Gopal is so much intimate relationship and so much Lagna is there if you describe the whole room with him. So he has so much his past life like this and fully his his disastrous spirit was so intense. So one person report, once in Padagiri, when Gurudev was 10 years old, was in class 5, he used to write his diary also about his family events. So once a Jatra, what do you think is? Jatra Bhattu. Opera. One opera came. That is called Kodiya Jatra. So opera came. At that time there are only devotional pastime performed, not every Monday pastime. So Manohar was delivered very famous in that time also. We have seen many times. So that time Manohar means how Krishna is specific in Manohar Smriti Radhika. Whole drama is about that. So like that, Mother is told about the pastime. Because this pastime, Gurudev was in very child. So this pastime was doing, the actor was doing. And in this special place, Gurudev was watching this drama. Though he was never interested to watch any type of orchestra, he was watching and crying, whole day, night was crying. And beautiful question, why is he crying so much? And then return in his life, he's praying to Krishna. Krishna in the grace of that sadhu, who is renounced their head like Mahaprabhu's in a beggar. Krishna in the grace of beggar, trying to pacify the man of Smriti Radhika. And the Guru is praying that, oh Gopal, I never prayed, ask you anything in my life. I am asking you one thing, make me a yogi like you. I have to be a yogi like you before, chanting the name of Radhe Radhe and begging the worship of Radhika and the Brajmati. So this, you see, the boy of 10 years old can write like this, he must be an associate. The race of devotion is found in his very childhood. And as soon as he grew, he became, he was doing the household life. Ramana Maharaj spoke something. I have also seen Guru Maharaj's household life so much. Once I saw him dream with the episode of his household life also. So many wonderful dreams he gave. So once, he was doing teachership while he was in the household life. So in teachership time, he was not a mathematics teacher and English teacher. But he was not speaking anything other than Krishna and pastimes of Rama. In mathematics, sometimes comes Rama and Lakshman, the names. Then he closed the book and starts reading Ramlila. Like this. Like that, all his students, they liked him so much. They all became, most of them became devotees. After most of them became his own followers. He was also a teacher in our village. So one of his students was my teacher. So I have also hear his past times also. So he also said in our village, there was a teacher there. So he was like this speaking Rama and past times of Krishna. Therefore, sometimes people can do Bhagavad Parayan. In Odisha, people like this Bhagavad Gita, Krishna Maharaj speaking. They also use highly qualified persons to speak Bhagavad about Gita, Krishna Lila. So Gurudev was famous for that. They used to invite him to speak Krishna Lila. So once there was an assembly. One police officer, Srikanth Purimo, who was arrested for their death. He was a police officer. And he invited him to a big pandal and a big festival, invited so many sadhus. So sadhus came from Mayavadis also, Mayavadis, Ishwari Brahma Kumari and many, many followers, other Mayavadis came, they were there. And Gurudev also came there. So Gurudev was sitting there. So other persons speaking under there. One Babaji, who was Govas, he was started smoking. Right on the pandal. Gurudev was so serious, so glad, and he looked at him and said, get out from here. So get out at once. So that Bhavan is trembling and left. And he ran and went to the river bank. And he was rolling on the ground and crying that he was able to commit suicide. And the organizer of the Srikanth Prabhu, who was police officer, he was a sadhu went. left what are right, he went to sea. And he was telling, oh my life is useless. Being a sadhu and like Babaji, I am smoking and my life is useless. Give up my body. He said, don't worry, you will pacify. The Gurudev, this is a hard thing to do. So like this, after that, he gave up smoking for whole life. He became a real sadhu. This was the effect. Because how he was practicing so much, that is what has so much potential. He practiced from two to extent, from ABCD, from 1 to J, A to J, everything he questioned, Mahaprabhu's teachings, and everything given, his practice and so example in his whole life. Therefore, he wants so much power. Anybody sincerely surrendered to him, follow, he can become a good devotee, no matter. But though they are not following me, I reject him. Maybe less, slow progress. But those who follow at once, they become good devotees. He used to chastise and inflict so much discipline in his life. Especially, I have some few experiences from Padyatra and Sri. One person, Padyatra, is truth. After that, okay. So, let us go to you. So, I don't want to expand on it.